On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
How are you? Did you enjoy the total eclipse of the sun? Yeah, so that was on Monday. And it was really only a total eclipse if you're in the center part of the country for like a diagonal line. Yeah, I'm just jumping right into the show this week. Too bad. There's no intro. It's hi, how you doing? Let's get right into it. So, back to the eclipse. I went outside with my special glasses that were free. They're just paper things. Believe me, you don't need to spend any money. And if anyone spent a lot of money on glasses and anyone that charged it, you should be ashamed of yourself. Stop it. But I've saved my glasses now. Again, they were free. Cardboard for 2024 in Maine, when I'm going to head up to Maine in a few years. But anyway, this was like a partial eclipse. I kept looking at it with the glasses. And, you know, it never really did the whole thing, but that's fine because I watched it on television and everyone watching it on television was talking about getting goosebumps. I got goosebumps as well. It was very exciting because you don't really see this all the time. Apparently, these eclipses happen every 18 months. Like, they just happen, but nothing like right here. So you have to go to Antarctica or the middle of the ocean or an island or I don't know, Russia, wherever they're happening. But this was like big news because it went right across America. So yeah, that's huge news. And besides that, I don't know what the big highlight of the week is. Donald Trump's been really quiet, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to go back over the whole last week and whatever. We already know that happened. They're getting back on the Russia thing, which is good. That's predictable. Whatever. He's going to talk about Afghanistan, or he did that already. I don't know whenever you're listening to this. It's a bunch of hooey. It's all distractions. Apparently he gets very annoyed when people bring up Russia. it's his trigger. But I don't want to talk about that. What I want to do is have a special edition show because I have no more topics. I'm all talked out. I'm talked out on the eclipse. And, oh, well, Game of Thrones. I mean, we're down to one more show. They have a zombie dragon now, which is going to be so amazeballs. I can't wait for that. But they're going to leave us hanging now for a year. Can you imagine? It's going to be like hanging till April. Ah, good thing we have Walking Dead this fall. October. Now, what I decided to do today is play very iconic YouTube videos. Isn't that funny? Because this is a podcast. You can't even see. But you can listen. And all that really matters is the audio on these anyway. I'm being selective. They're so cool. You have to hear these. And just picture it in your mind if you want. Yeah, so let's get to that. They will get no setup. They're just going to come at you. Okay, so have fun. 3, 2, 1.
The president describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life, and then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. 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 I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I'm ready for my life. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Jesus, 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 it's a fire. Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Watson was asleep with a little girl inside their apartment on Webster Drive when
I was attacked by some idiot from out here in the projects.
Dodson says her attacker used a garbage can to climb onto the unit's ledge, open the upstairs window, and then he got in bed with her.
He tried to rape me. He tried to pull my clothes off.
Dodson struggled with her attacker, knocking over items in her bedroom. Antoine Dodson heard his sister scream and ran to help.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here.
The attacker got loose and went out the upstairs window, but he did leave something behind.
We got your t-shirt. You done left fingerprints and all. You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
A crime scene investigator photographed and dusted for prints on the lid of the garbage can and the window pane and ledge. Dodson says he's never seen the perp before, but sends this warning to whoever is responsible.
You don't have to come and confess that you did. We're looking for you. We gonna find you. I'm letting you know that, so you can run and tell that, homeboy. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirt and the left fingerprints, and all you are so dumb, you are really dumb, for real.
The man got away, leaving behind evidence. I was attacked by some idiot in the project.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so dumb. He's slamming in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad gave away. Dad gave away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude. But we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Dad gave away. Dad gave away. Dad gave away. Dad gave away. So I open the door, we can't get in that way. The body can't fit through the door, only your hand. So we kick the bottom. And she comes out and she says, there's some old girls up in that house. Call 911 and they called him at McDonald's. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. They gave away.
A story. They'll do a story about what? As you can see, there's construction underway here. They've dug out a little bit. There's water has accumulated. Traffic's backed up. And a city the size of Houston, there's always traffic.
So what's the big fucking deal? What the fuck are we doing out here? I ask you, what in the fuck are we doing here?
What the fuck are we doing?
So what's the big fucking deal? What the fuck are we doing out here? I ask you, what in the fuck are we doing here?
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Shit! Right in my mouth. The fuck? I can't see me. Get the fuck out this country, motherfucker.
I can't see me.
Shit right in my mouth. The fuck? I can't see me. Get the fuck out this country, motherfucker.
Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain. The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate rain. The prisons make you wonder where it went.
Thank all of you for your time, your suggestions, your encouragement, and your prayers. And I look forward to continuing our conversation in the weeks and months to come.
Hey, B, it's me. If you're there, pick up. I was just watching you on C-SPAN. Anyway, call me back. you seem to float onto the floor. Democratic Convention 2004. Cause I got a crush on Obama. It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Weekend Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Shoes. Oh my god, shoes. Let's get some shoes. Let's get some shoes. Let's get some shoes. Let's get some shoes. 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 Oh my god, shoes. Shoes.
Tell me the duck story.
Bum bum bum, ba-dum ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bum bum bum, got any grapes?" The man said, "No, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass?" The duck said, "I'll pass." Then he waddled away, waddle waddle, till the very next day. Bum 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 ba-dum.
Swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion, cause they are so awesome.
Narwhals, narwhals, swimming in the ocean.
Pretty big and pretty wide, they beat a polar bear in a fight.
Like an underwater unicorn, they've got a kick-ass facial harm. They're the Jedi on the sea.
They stop Cthulhu waiting.
Narwhals, they are narwhals, narwhals.
Just don't let them touch your ball.
We all got a chicken duck woman thing waiting for us. Every day I worry all day about what's waiting in the bushes of love. Something's waiting in the bushes for us. Something's waiting in the bushes of love.
At the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
You know what? I think we're going to be friends.
Special friends.
And when I'm with friends, I like to have fun, 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 fun. I like to sing, dance, pretend, and
trying to say that my mom
isn't good enough, I'm just going to be really mad. I might blow up a little, so just be prepared.
Name a yellow fruit.
Orange.
Give your meat a good old rub. That's it. Nice and hot. Hot and spicy meat. Yeah, boy.
Pretty much everywhere, it's going to be hot. Try that?
Man, I don't need a jacket. Thanks, author.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito. Quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firma las paredes de tu laberinto. Y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Sube, sube, sube. Sube, sube.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자. 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자. 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자. 그런 반전 있는 여자.
강남 스타.
This is the honey badger. Watch it run in slow motion. It's pretty badass. Look, it runs all over the place. Whoa, watch out, says that bird. Ew, it's got a snake. Oh, it's chasing a jackal. Oh my gosh. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy. The honey badger has been referred to by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless animal in all of the animal kingdom. It really doesn't give a shit. If it's hungry, it's hungry. Ew, what's that in its mouth? Oh, it's got a cobra? Oh, it runs backwards? Now watch this. Look, a snake's up in the tree. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger don't give a shit. It just takes what it wants.
Food. You know, I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, you know, I went to the fridge, and I opened up the meat drawer. You know what the meat drawer is, right?
Yes. What was in there?
Well, I'll tell you what was in there. You know that bacon that's like maple? It's got maple flavor?
The maple kind, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah?
I took that out, and I thought,
yeah,
I know who would like that. Me! So I ate it.
Oh! No. You're kidding me.
Nope. Not kidding. You know, I also noticed there was some beef in there. Yeah, you know, steak, you know, juicy. Well, I ate that, too. But I went back to the fridge just a few minutes ago. And I put something together really special. You're going to love this one. I took some chicken.
Yeah.
I put some cheese on it. And I covered it with...
Covered it with what?
I covered it with cat treats.
Yeah.
Then guess what?
What?
I gave it to the cat.
I'm important. You want to be me, don't you? Quite a figure. Quite a figure. And no.
Looks like we have a problem.
Yeah, leave it to me.
Sure.
Okay. We're gonna squeeze him. Hadouken. Hadouken to your face. Harubububur.
Yeah.
On the ground. You must think I'm a joke. I ain't gonna be part of your system, man. Pump that garbage in another man's veins.
Oh shit! Get your towels ready, it's about to go down. Everybody in the place hit the fucking deck, but stay on your motherfucking toes. Running this, let's go.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look at the motherfucking boat.
Party like this in the house.
have a good time.
Yeah.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Woo.
Everybody just have a good time.
Clap.
Party rock is in the house tonight.
Oh.
Everybody just have a good time.
I can feel it.
And we gon' make you lose your mind.
Yeah.
We just wanna see ya.
Shake that.
Some fruit. We wander through the garden. It would be a hoot to eat some low-hanging fruit. We're on a freaky pursuit.
Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
Okay, now I have two fingers.
Good.
Leave Benny alone. Please.
Into the Harlem Shake.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
What are you going to sing tonight?
I'm going to sing I Dreamed a Dream from the Miserables.
Okay.
Big song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when for the smile I was
dreaming. You didn't expect that, did you? Did you? No.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video. Okay.
What is...
For credits.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3...
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay. No.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Right.
Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Hi, Pearl.
Where's Evan?
You don't have to raise your voice.
You pay you!
I can give you half.
You pay little bitch.
Hey, don't talk to me like that, okay?
I'm paying this crap.
Look, I thought I was clear in my email that I needed a couple weeks. Can I just get 2 more weeks?
I want my money.
You need to relax.
Yeah,
relax.
I want my money, bitch.
Hey, don't call me bitch. I'm a grown man.
Bitch.
God, you're mean. Don't make fun of me crying.
No, be a bit sick.
I'm not doing so good, Pearl.
I put you on the street.
Pearl, I'm gonna pay you. I'm working 3 jobs right now. I'm working nights. I'm driving a cab. I'm inside with my buddy right now, just going over my resume.
I'm gonna smack you.
Okay, you know what? You need to relax.
I got my money!
Look, why do you need your money so fast? Come on.
I need to get my drink on.
You scare me. You're an alcoholic.
Do I have some beers?
Seriously, you are an alcoholic. Yeah, you're drunk. I knew it. You're already drunk.
I'm just bugged.
You know, you're in no condition to deal with this right now.
Take my beer.
No, just take your beer and get out of here, okay? Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow. This isn't over.
Come, Mommy.
Jesus.
And that was it. Those were some of the viral classic funny auto-tone videos, music stuff. Yeah, you know what, you can find it all on YouTube, and believe me, I know you spend a lot of time there, just like I do. There's no use denying it. All right, then, I will see you, or you'll hear me. Here we go again. You'll hear me on Friday with Ron Van Dam, NewEnglandBroadcasting.com, and, as always, once a week on the ECAT, Eastern Cable Access Television. .org on the internet. All right then, peace out.
Yes, gone, daddy gone. Love is gone. Gone, daddy gone. Yes, gone, daddy gone. Beautiful girl, lovely dress. 15 smiles, oh yes. Beautiful girl, lovely dress. Where she is.